It's just about dusk at the Cherry Bowl drive-in, and owner Laura Clark stands in the projection booth getting ready to show the night's first movie in a double feature.
Now we have one more announcement for you. I have a new, brand new best friend, Matthew Phillips. He's 4 years old, and he's from Kalkaska, and he fell on one of the obstacles outside. He has a little scratch on his chin, but he's such a trooper. He's going to make his mom proud. He's not going to cry. He's going to show her blue tongue because he's had blue cotton candy. Matthew, get well soon.
Her well wishes are not out of character in the small community, which only last year rallied around her family after her husband suffered an accident on the theater grounds. It left him a quadriplegic, and he died a few months later. A community work bee was the only way to keep the theater going. Now the theater faces a new threat, this one in the projection booth. Reels of film about the size of garbage can lids lie flat on big platters, ready to go through the projectors and be seen on the 80-foot screen.
These are both 35-millimeter projectors. They are air-cooled, and this is the movie here. Actually, this is the second film. First one is down on the bottom platter. Runs at 24 frames per second. I can show you the individual films. So it runs about a mile an hour.
After this season, there will be no more film.
If you want current releases, they'll only be available in digital format. So to play something old, we have played with that a little bit, playing some nostalgia stuff, and it just doesn't seem to draw the crowd like one of the top 10 movies, which is what we're noted for.
Families pull up to the ticket booth, sometimes a couple of hours before the movies begin, in order to grab the best spots. Just under the screen is a playground where kids are sliding, swinging, and climbing.
Mama, can you push me higher?
And moviegoer Erin Taylor heads to the concession stand. Her family comes to the Cherry Bowl almost every week.
I'm here with my family. I'm here with my husband and my son, and we've been coming here consistently for about 15 years. Since I was 13. So it's been quite some time. It's a tradition.
Erin's already heard about the theater's troubles.
Well, it's been all over Facebook, and then when we came up to the window, we donated a nice amount of cash for the projector. So do what we can to keep this place going.
She's also voting in a national contest by the Honda Motor Company. It's called Project Drive-In. Five theaters from around the country will get free digital conversions. They'll be chosen by popular vote. Back in the projection room, Laura Clark says the Cherry Bowl runs on a shoestring, and she just doesn't rake in the money needed to simply buy digital projectors. But closing, she says, is not an option.
If we don't make the number 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, then we'll be scrambling for loans and grants, whatever we can come up with. The Cherry Bowl needs to live on. It is it's so important to the community and to families and making memories for generations. And it's just so much a part of everyone's lives around here.
The community has rallied around this theater before. Whether their votes will be enough to stave off those loans, we'll know soon enough. Voting ends Monday. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Brad Aspie.
She's got a competition close with the four on the floor.